This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh my God! Honey, Baba and Dora, we are really gagged and blessed to have in our presence today on Drag Her, an icon and a legend. Well, first of all, welcome to Drag Her. It's the one and only drag podcast on the whole internet. Can't wait for there to be at least one more, even though mythology says there may be one other one. Not confirmed. We are gaggily joined by the season 12 icon, the Tongan goddess, the queen of, I'm going to say clean, the queen of clean. Oh. Keep it going for, because you're a Brita filter. Brita filter.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. The queen of clean. Not so much the queen of clean. I'm more like anything but pure.
That's good. Do you have that on a shirt?
I do.
Okay,
I have
good,
it on a shirt.
Good. I was about to say, let's fuck it up. Yeah, you can't do anything with zero water, which by the way, I don't fuck with zero water. I tried a zero water once. It's like
really?
A pure and a Brita. It didn't work.
No.
Didn't work.
No. Zero. She's out.
She's out. She's dead.
You didn't win the pageant. You're done.
You did not make the interview portion. Please exit the stage. Oh my God, Brita, thank you for joining us today.
I'm so happy to be here. It's a fabulous Sunday morning.
Fabulous. We have so many lovely gay friends in common. The Tim Murray.
He used to be my roommate.
I know. What a gag. What was he like besides filthy and legs open 24/7?
Yeah, you know, he played guitar a lot. And I think it was when he first started to try to play guitar. So there was a lot of guitar playing in the apartment. Not very good guitar playing, but a lot of guitar playing.
Sure.
But I love him dearly. He's such a great friend, so kind, and a hilarious little bitty.
Yeah, what a hilarious little bitty. He's really fucking funny. I like the way his weird brain works. He makes me happy.
It's wild. I was lucky enough to do an episode of funny, not funny gay guys. It was me and Monet and Tim and Trey, and it was amazing.
Uh-huh. God, that sounds fucking fun. I haven't seen that one. I need to check it out.
Yeah, it's cute.
Brita, I mean, we have so much to talk about. Let's start by just talking about season 12. What a fucking ride. I mean, a lot of people obviously called it like the unofficial all-star season because everyone was so damn talented.
how, so talented.
Yeah. How has it been? I mean, obviously the bummer is that you're in the middle of season 12, fandom and fame in the middle of this shitty garbage year. What's it been like?
You know, if you asked me a year ago, I would not have thought that I would be watching my season of Drag Race from my parents' house in Maine with my mom and my stepdad. So that was like a wild for me. And, you know, entering a pandemic nonetheless. Yeah. So it was pretty wild. You know, I was on fucking Drag Race. So I'm like so grateful to be part of this like iconic, legendary show. It's a dream come true. You know, during this pandemic, I'm trying to be so positive and to just be grateful for everything that is going on in my life and that is going on this year. I feel like 2020 is the year of extra credit. Like, it don't really matter. It's just like you're going to get extra credit if you go above and beyond and you get out of bed for the day.
I like that because I feel like in past years I could never catch up because it felt like everyone was Miranda Priestly and like everyone was living their life at an 11.8 and I was always at a 7.
Yeah.
Whereas this year I'm like, oh, I'm showing up by answering my emails, which it feels good.
Yes. Yeah.
It feels good.
It
is does. Now here's T, and you can plead the fifth. Is it true you were almost on season 11 of Drag Race?
I don't know. I plead the fifth. No, this is my first time auditioning for Drag Race.
Oh, that's amazing. And you got on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, season 12.
You know some other queer friends of mine like Oscar Montoya and he is my sister and we three look the same. If you get us in a lineup, they couldn't tell us apart. At least white people. White people would be like, which one is it?
Yes, of course. Of course, the white folk. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's really fun. You turn out party scenes in New York. Do you miss turning out a big, stinky club like Barracuda?
Yeah, you know, I do. I miss it so much. I mean, I was going, I literally was performing every single day. I had 7 shows a week. So like, it was go, 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 go all the time. Mm-hmm. And last night I actually did a free 2.5-hour Instagram live show.
That's fun.
Like from midnight to 2:30. I did it because I was like, I'm feeling such a certain way and I need to just perform. I need to get it out there. And I'm sure that other bitches out in the gig are also feeling the exact same way in this pandemic. So it was like, I just needed to do it and get it out there. But yeah, I miss performing so much.
I know.
So much. It's like, it's a part of me. And it's a big reason why I moved to New York City. Is because I wanted to perform every single day. I mean, the dream initially was Broadway, but then I found out that it was a lot more fun to get paid in drinks. So that's why I became a drag queen.
You get ticket, please.
Yeah, just one drink ticket.
You get tipped in tickets, just wet titty full of them. So you've also been so, I really relate to you because you've been incredibly transparent about having a hard fucking time this year. And I wanted to know what made you feel strong enough to articulate that online. What was that like?
You know, I think it all started from this season, from the episode, I would say episode 3 of our show when it came out. I started to get so much hate online. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of really quiet about it and didn't say much because I just, you know, when people start to say things about you, you start to believe them. And I was literally in Maine with my parents and all I had was the internet. And so I would, and usually like after an episode, I would talk to my friends or someone, they'd say like, oh, it's not that bad, but I didn't have anyone there. And usually I can like go out to a club and be like, oh, exactly. I'm gonna do a number. And listen, I'll show y'all guys, I'm a good person. I'm not what they showed me on TV.
Right.
Which those are definitely like parts of me within the given circumstances of being on a reality show trapped in a hotel room.
You're in a drag competition with 12 hungry cunts and you all want to win. Of course you're going to say some shit.
Yeah. And it's so lucky to be one of the most, literally everyone is so talented. So like I wasn't because I've seen Drag Race before and I was like, bitch, I could do that, but better. and then I come to this, I was like, oh, y'all real good. Y'all real good this time.
You saw the Shakespeare challenge and you were like, bitch, where did everyone go? And you were like, I can fucking do this.
Right, exactly. And then during our season while it was happening, I was like, oh God, can we do something easy like chicken or nah?
Chicken or nah. Please get the bucket out. Get Mystique Summers here.
If this is an eating challenge, I'll definitely win that, sis.
God, I can't believe I miss when the show was still like kind of figuring out if it was a parody or not. Now it's the hardest competition on reality TV, period.
Yeah, it's such a hard competition. And, you know, I was in, when I came back from Drag Race, I was in I wasn't sure what I did, or I felt like I like let everyone down, honestly. And I started therapy immediately when I got back because I wasn't in a good headspace. Mm-hmm. And I had to like really sit down and figure who I was out. I've kind of always been go, go, go. And I always wanted everyone to like me. Through this process over this last year, and with Drag Race, people not liking me, I just wasn't used to that because I mean, here in the city, like everyone comes to my show and, you know, everyone for the most part is like, oh, we love Britta. Britta's a good time. She knows how to turn the party. And people want to hang out with me. And I just love that. And, you know, through Drag Race and the fandom got really toxic. And I understand that everyone is going through it in this pandemic and it was just the beginning. But when it started to get to death threats and all this other stuff is when it really started to affect me. And it started to kind of ruin my light. And I had to take a step back and be like, you know, I told myself that I would stop doing this when I stopped having fun. And I wasn't having fun at that moment. Mm-hmm. So I learned a lot, and I think it's important to be transparent, especially during this pandemic, because I'm going through so much and I know that I'm not the only one. And mental health is definitely something that people don't talk about enough. Yeah. I mean, I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but like a month ago.
No, this is real.
This is a real tea, honey.
This is fucking real. Welcome to church, children. Sit your ass down.
like a month and a half ago, I stopped taking my medication because I didn't care anymore. Mm-hmm. I tried to kill myself. Mm-hmm. It was a lot. It was a lot. Yeah. I was sexually assaulted by a friend. I broke up with my boyfriend. Yeah. I had two of my close friends that I grew up with pass away from COVID. Like, I was going through a lot. A lot of people thought it was because people online were being mean to me. I mean, I got over that very quickly. But it's just because I'm having a hard time dealing with all of this, as I know that other people are. And so I wanted to be transparent just to be like, yo, bitch, sis, listen, a lot of people see me and I just want to let you know that you are not alone in this. Yeah. Like, we're all going through this. So it's really important for me. And also I felt like it was important for me, people to see me as a real human being. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's something that Drag Race did not do for me. They didn't show me any likable way until the very end. I think I watched every episode once, so I haven't really dug deep into it. It kind of gives me PTSD, but
I agree. I mean, I think you got a very interesting two-dimensional edit, in my opinion. Yeah. And I would be curious to see how much the editing had to change to accommodate this storyline, because God only knows what was left on the editing floor because of so many changes.
Yeah, and you know, I don't blame it on editing. Like, I definitely did those things, but maybe it is the editing.
but here's the thing: you are a queen competing for a crown. Nothing. It is serious. It is intense. We're queer people. It's one of the only stages and spaces we get to be excellent in. So there's so much pressure on that, unfair pressure, honestly. And the fact that you wanted something, or the fact that you were bitchy or whatever, does not make any difference. And it does not merit any of the shitty treatment that people give you online. It's crazy. It's stupid. Look at 800 other queens who are on the show who say the craziest, meanest things. And we're like, whack, you know? Yeah. So it's like, and I frankly do think it has something to do with the way we treat queens of color. It's problematic. Yeah. And we have no problem pushing down a queen of color who says something sassy as opposed to a white queen. And I don't know what that is. I want someone to help me understand what that is.
Yeah, I don't, you know, and I didn't really understand the separation between the queens of color. And I just didn't get it. I didn't really get it until I was a part of it. Mm-hmm. And I was seeing it happen right in front of me. And I mean, because I also grew up in like Scottsdale, Arizona, white neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. My dad is Tongan, but my mom is a cute little white bitch with red hair. So those are both a part of me. I mean, I definitely have both of those sides, but I definitely feel I'm a person of color. That is my drag. I'm inspired by giant women of color.
I feel that. I feel that too. We have sort of like, I too am like half white, half Middle Eastern. And, I very much cling to my community of color because that's what I identify with. But I also understand you're saying there's a sort of like mixed privilege, if you will. Sometimes Yeah, you get to enter a space and be like, hi, I'm white.
Let me put on my white voice.
And then you get to enter other spaces and be like, okay, let's get down to business. It's very interesting. It's kind of... it's tough. It's like Blade. We're Blade, you know, which means damned if we do, damned if we don't, you know, all of their strengths, none of their weaknesses. It's tough. It's tough. And I very much identify with that. But I want you to know, you know this, but just like people online who are doing this are just, they're just looking for a venue to articulate any and every feeling because they've limited their potential. You know what I mean? To being an online speech bubble. And that has nothing to do with how excellent you are.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Yes. You know, and I was upset just because I was like, I know that when like initially she's one of my good friends now, Fifi O'Hara, when her first initial season was on, I was like, I don't like that bitch. I'm giving up on her. Yep. And I was like, oh my God, I don't want people to do that to me. I was like, I'm much more than the worst thing I've ever done in my life. And that's not even bad.
No, yeah.
In the Aiden stuff, like, girl, I definitely apologized that same day.
They don't want to show that. That's not fun for the show.
Yeah, but you know, I'm very blessed to have the opportunity, and you know, I do have much more of a following, and I'm known internationally now. Hopefully, when this is all over, I can have those amazing perks of getting to tour and make money, because I definitely spent more than I did on 5 years of college on Drag Race and still haven't paid it back.
God, how that is another whole shebang. It's like it's the new college loans, like preparing for drag is the new college loan. Get Bernie Sanders on it. Bernie.
Right, girl. And if I had a crystal ball and I knew that there was a pandemic coming, I wouldn't have bought that extra shoe.
Fuck. I hear that. Or you're like, this, you know what? Instead of a wig for this look, we're going to do a head wrap where it'll be great.
Oh, girl. Because going into it, I was like, okay, I'm gonna have a look for every single thing. And I'm going to have a new wig. So I bought 32 wigs. And I was like, yeah,
32.
Yeah, girl.
Did you buy them at the Costco?
Honey, I had a lot. Listen, when I came home, I was like, girl, we have a lot of drag to go through. We got tons of new stuff. Uh-huh. Nobody's seen. Eliminated halfway through, girl.
Well, you can still, I mean, there's so many opportunities for you to, you're going to tour again. It's going to be a gag. It's going to be the season 12 back from the bed, back from the dead tour. That'll be kind of cute.
That's it. Oh, I love that. I love that. Let me call RuPaul and tell her.
That is going to be really interesting to see. I can't wait to see how that turns out. We are going to talk about Canada. Oh, because by the way, I want to see you and Lemon on the same All-Stars season. How gaggy would that be?
Oh, it would be so gaggy. That's my baby. I love her so much.
Y'all, because she's your niece.
Yes.
She's your drag niece. So what is, Lemon, what is does the house have a name or no?
Lemon is my sister, is Jasmine Rice LaBeija from the Royal House of LaBeija.
And LaBeija.
LaBeija and her daughter.
I will sue the bitch.
That's it. And her daughter is Lemon. And Jasmine and I have had a long-running four-year show in the city. We're best friends, sisters. We were on Shade Queens of NYC together, a 12-episode reality show we were part of. And so we're closest of friends. And Lemon was Jan's roommate, and they live right down the street from me.
Work.
So it's a full circle of our little community here in New York. And Lemon did our drag comp. I host a show called Lady Liberty here in New York. And Lemon ended up winning it.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
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 I want to see more of her. I was very upset. We're going to talk about the episode, but I was upset to see her go home. That
I know.
Sucked.
So was I. She was my winner, she obviously.
I just really saw her going far, 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 probably top three. I was like, I also thought she could probably win the whole damn thing because she just like has this fresh, juicy, all puns intended. She just has something like fresh and exciting that I thought they would want to see more of. I was surprised.
Yeah, so was I. So was I. I literally just I haven't been watching. I've been watching the clips on Instagram, but I watched this episode and I was angry, especially after that lip sync.
Oh, bitch. God. Okay, we'll dig in. Before we dig in, before I totally dig in, obviously, I want to take just a quick moment to acknowledge the gut-wrenching and horrible loss this week of our queen, Chi Chi Devane. May she rest in power. We love her. She's amazing. I know, I'm gutted. I don't know what else to say besides I'm gutted and this sucks.
Yeah, she's such a beautiful human being. One of my best friends in the world was her ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Kento, and he lives right down the street from me. And she called him while he was over at my house. And it wasn't looking good. And he was like really upset about it. And he was like, it's probably going to happen soon. So it's so sad. Even through the very last moment of her going on Instagram and updating everyone, and like, she was hooked up to all these machines, and she still had a smile on her face and was still fighting. And that's the Chi Chi that we all know and love. And yeah, exactly your sentiments as well. Rest in power, Chi Chi. We all love you so much.
She's amazing. We love her. She is a drag icon. She's just so excellent. And you know, talking about what we talked about before, she's a reminder that true drag is about spirit and just love and like bringing what you uniquely are to the competition. Like, she did that so, so continually week after week that she was just undeniable, even though even though they were like, oh, you're supposed to look like this or blah, blah, blah. Her spirit's undeniable. And it is really a fucking loss for us as a whole queer community.
Yeah.
But we'll remember her.
Absolutely. She's the ticket.
She's the ticket. Oh, old Louisiana glamour. Let's dive into this week's Canada Drag Race. Are you enjoying the season beyond just watching your family? Are you enjoying the season?
Yes, I am. I am. You know, I love how it reminds me so much of like the early seasons of Drag Race. It's not totally, I feel like Drag Race in the US has become such perfectionism.
Totally.
Especially on the runway. And you know, some of them they're a little rough around the edges, and I love that shit. That's drag, honey.
That's drag. I agree. It's like I found 800 coat hangers, so that became a dress. Like, it's that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Whereas like, obviously you were really in the thick of it of like drag after like season 8, Drag Race was like, does your outfit look like it costs $10,000? Cause if it doesn't, you're in the bottom. It's like, Jesus.
True.
So true. Hard.
Yeah.
So yes. Lemon just won. Yay. Bobo's bothered. And they're comparing their wins. What is it like? You know, you've been on the show. What is it like when the girls are all comparing their wins or non-wins, you know, like in that moment?
You know, for someone that's never won anything on the show.
Yet.
You know, it's cool. I was just like, can I just be safe? Can you just make me safe? You know, when people start to compare themselves, you know, I initially tried to not compare myself to anyone in the competition. And then you saw Untucked. but, you know, it's a lot when people are like singing their praises and you definitely haven't won anything or not as much as another person.
Sure. I mean, that must take you back to elementary school. Remember the kid who got Game Boy before everyone else?
Oh, girl. Or that, like, or that cool little, that, what's that iPhone? That Sidekick.
The Sidekick,
bitch. I was like, Mom, I need the Sidekick because Nancy down the street has a Sidekick and she's coming for me.
Yeah, don't fucking wave your LG Envy in my face. I had an Envy and I thought I was the last one. I really loved it. But yeah, I can only imagine that sucks. And of course, everyone.
Especially when you think that maybe those people who won shouldn't have won.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I mean, the goonery that's happening. I mean, I guess you could say in theory. Well, okay, I'll ask you when it's appropriate. We'll get to it because I have some questions about. I'll be honest and say I don't think Bobo should have won the mini challenge. And to me, that kind of felt like production buffoonery. What do you think?
I mean, probably. You know, I get it that people are trying. They're trying to tell a story. You're supposed to have an arc. I understand the whole how it works. But yeah, possibly.
I just thought Lemon was so funny. I really did. I'm not.
I thought she was as well.
She made me laugh. That reveal joke was it. And I was like, that's so it. Funny.
Yeah.
Who knows? That's what I thought. So Priyanka pokes fun at Lemon, and I wanted more of that.
So much more. I love Priyanka so much.
Me too.
I mean, now she is my winner. I want her to win.
Right. Yeah, she's. I think she has a strong chance because she has that perfect underdog, like, great, she's doing really well, but she also has this perfect sort of underdog current that could suit her in terms of winning.
I just like it because she knows 100% who she is, and she's not embarrassed by anything that she does, because she's like, you know, well, if I fuck up, this is me, girl.
Yeah. I'm also surprised we haven't seen more. I guess we've seen a little bit of vulnerability from Rita, but Rita, to me, I want to see a little more cracks in the facade, because it just feels like she is just, I don't know, she's just like doing well, or the judges love everything she does, and I'm like, I'm missing something I want to see from her that would make me think she should win.
Yeah, you know, I think it's personality.
And maybe it's a French thing. Maybe it's maybe she's like, girl,
yeah,
I just,
you know, it could, yeah, that, I mean, language is definitely a barrier. I mean, and that I understand that can like frighten some people. I mean, Nikki Doll is, for example, Nikki is one of the fiercest, most amazing queens, and one of my dearest friends, is there for any of us when we need her. I'm actually hanging out with her right after this. And so she definitely felt like language was definitely a barrier for her. So I can see how that could be for Rita.
It's a real thing. It's a real thing, especially when this can be so demanding. Because, you know, like RuPaul even says, like, you have to be a pop culture raconteur to do well at every aspect of this challenge. It's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You got to
know
your shit.
What was that? You call her a raconteur?
A raconteur, honey.
Oh, a baby. I have never heard of that word, a raconteur. Ooh, bitch, I love that.
It's French. It's French as hell. So look it up, add 3 U's when you try to spell it, and you might find it.
That's it. Oh, I love it.
I would say with Priyanka, I want Priyanka to poke more fun at Lemon because Lemon is so gorgeous. I think I would have poked more fun at her struggling with her beauty, because even though her, like, obviously her as gay men, we all have body dysmorphia, but I probably would have poked a little more fun at her being such a gorgeous person suffering from body dysmorphia.
T. Yeah. Absolutely should have. She, yeah, you know, how many times that I've told Lemon, I was like, bitch, if you don't wear fucking pads, I swear to God.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. I can only imagine. And we've all been friends. I know me and you. I'm going to go ahead and speak for you. We have both been friends with that gorgeous gay boy. We'll say boy. And they're like, I'm ugly. And you're like, bitch, you don't know how good you have it. I'm going to kill you.
Oh, absolutely. There's a list of people that come up, and then I'm like, God, you really suffer from so much, but you're so blessed, honey. I want you to see it, Mama. I want to help you out. It. Be confident.
Do not Nina Bonina. I was like, Bonina,
if I could get the ass that you get, bitch.
I know. Do not Nina Bonina yourself in this moment, because you are killing it. You got this. I loved when Jimbo does Bobo. I would have done more of that temper tantrum. I wanted to see more temper tantrum from the Bobo puppet, because that is funny to me.
Yes. I wanted all the lines. Your hair looks like vomit.
Yeah, I wanted
and
that.
I love that it was when she did that, it was like a third grader on the playground.
Yeah.
It totally was. It was a third grader on the playground. And I was like, if I only came at Aiden like a third grader on the playground, then maybe people would have been so harsh on me. Right. I was like, I should have said, you, it looks like puke.
Right? I mean, people would have really lost their minds. But the fans are going to lose their mind no matter what. Great. Rita gives the whole Jeffrey Boyer Chapman impersonation of Jimbo saying that moment was uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable. And you could see it in him. And then he stopped laughing altogether. I was like, ooh, this is the drama I signed up for. I was like, let's get Jeffrey Boyer Chapman in that confessional too to see how he feels.
I know. That was weird. Like, that was like, I don't know if it was funny as much as it was uncomfortable. It was like a Meet the Parents comedy where you're like, am I laughing or am I just sad for these characters? But who, if you ever did the puppet challenge on your season, who would you want to roast? Like, who would you be like, oh, this girl's this, even in love, who would it be fun to roast on season 12?
You know, everyone is so specific that I feel like either Heidi would be a good one. I also think I know Jan real well, so Jan would have been easy. Oh, Jackie Cox.
Yes. Love it.
Definitely. All the New York City girls, except I didn't know Nikki that much. So yeah, everyone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Heidi, Jan, Jackie, or Widow too.
Yeah, Heidi is fun. I mean, those are all pretty fun. Heidi is easy to me in the best, most wonderful way, because she is like just so filled with light and love, and you can like, she's so proud of her country roots that would be a pretty easy one to
yeah, totally
to knock out. Okay, well, we are going to get into the makeover challenge right after this break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp
allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Bring back my break. Oh, I heard a clink clank. Oh, well, let's cheers. Cheers, Britta.
Cheers.
Mm. Oh yeah. Oh, that's good. Mm. What are you drinking?
It's from last night's show.
Hell
it's
yeah.
Been sitting here since 2 a.m. yesterday.
Love that
and
for us.
It's a swoon lemonade. Ooh, naturally zero sugars, and I put twice as much vodka in it.
Love that. Oh my God. I love a seltzer and vodka. Because I just want to feel it. I want the quickest delivery to my body.
Absolutely. Me too. Yeah. And I don't want it to taste. Everyone's like, but vodka, I hate the taste of vodka. It doesn't taste like anything. I was like, bitch, that's exactly why I drink it, sis.
That's why it's so fun. Why it's so fun. I will say, yeah, I also am not a person who, I don't eat when I you know how people like drink alcohol with their meals? I am anti drinking while you eat because I think it just makes it impossible for you to feel the alcohol.
Oh, Yeah. I can see that. I'm more of a let me exercise while I'm in drag and just drink excessively so that it just goes through my body faster.
Because then the alcohol just replaces where the sweat was. Very good.
That's right. It's just vodka dripping down my fucking body, down my titty.
My titties. So let's dig into this makeover challenge. It was really fun. I love everything about the Rainbow Railroad. I was not familiar with this amazing cause. Were you?
Neither was I. It's so beautiful to hear all of their stories. And yeah, I'm so glad that they had them on there. And, you know, they all seemed so timid in the beginning. And it was so great to kind of see their journey and to come out of their shell because I'm sure they've been so suppressed.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh, who's here?
Yes. My God.
Hi. Okay. I can't do any recording. I have to go back to set, but I just want to say Britta, hi. I wonder if this is even picking up the audio on what Ferris is recording. Whatever. I just want to say, Britta, hi. I'm so excited you're doing the podcast. I'm sorry I couldn't be there. Jimbo was robbed. Mono, I love you. Bye.
Bye. I love you so much.
I adore you.
We have to have that in there. I'm sure we have that in there, but that was so funny. Holy shit. That was good. Wow. That was... That was a delightful
I love that. A little pop-in surprise.
That was a love attack from our goddess, Nicole. Oh, my God.
Love you, Nicole.
God, she's great. I love her. I hope, if either RuPaul or her wins, it will be great. But I want Nicole to win the Emmy for best host. I would love that. Right? I would really love that.
It's, you know, it's honestly my favorite show. It's my, one of my, it's my favorite show on television. I've been cooking a lot too. And I just made a cake the other day. And it's a Barbie puking into a toilet with pink puke and sprinkles coming down the cake. I've been very creative in quarantine. so I've been making cakes and gaining 40 pounds.
Today's mini challenge is how quickly can you gain those quarantine 20?
Girl.
I'm with you. I made banana bread cake. I made banana bread, but I was like, this isn't bread. Banana bread is not bread. I don't know why we're lying to the country and the nation calling it bread. It's cake.
It's a dense motherfucking cake.
It's a fucking cake. Okay, so we're in it. A Rainbow Railroad. Rainbow Railroad is amazing. Loved every second of it. We have our amazing refugee homos who I lived for every single one of them. Priyanka's with Elton from Jamaica. Lemons with Rebel from Syria. Bobo's from Dennis with Dennis from Uganda. Jimbo's with Eka from Indonesia. And Rita's with Rainier from, is he also from Indonesia? I guess they were the couple.
Yes,
maybe.
The couple.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And even though Priyanka brought it up, I was really glad that we didn't harp on the whole melanin thing. That's kind of been a tired trope of past Drag Race in the makeover challenge.
Yes, totally.
Right? Like, I'm just like, yeah. I'm over that. I'm over that whole thing. Like in season 10, it was like a big source of drama to be like, we have different complexions. I'm over that.
It's also, it's the same, like, baby, you just get different colors then. It's still goddamn same thing.
And I mean, there's more difference in colors than similarities, quite frankly. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's a different color, so don't be basic.
It's not like you're painting a fucking reptile, bitch. It's a human being.
Now I wish there were reptiles. Now I wish it was like the maxi challenge. We found 5 lizard people from underneath this New York subway system. And they wanna be fierce.
That would be iconic.
So, okay, we're in the workroom. We're getting to know them. We're living. Which one of these queens do you think just personally you would want to make up into your drag family?
You know, I think the one that, Priyanka had.
Mm-hmm. Elton. Yeah. From Jamaica.
Elton. Yeah. Yes.
He was a good time.
He was a good time and he was very sexy.
Yo, my God. I think I was in love with all of them, but yeah, Elton is gorgeous for sure.
Scarlett Bobo. I mean, Bobo's Bobo's. I was like, you could, very pretty woman.
Yeah. He was feeling it. He was like a pretty princess. He was kind of like, he was a little bit, here comes Honey Boo Boo on the runway.
True. But I would, as a woman myself, I would definitely turn into a lesbian for Jimbo's
totally.
Girl.
I loved everything about that. Funny, cunty, present. Oh,
yes. Listen, anyone that wears red latex, we've all learned from Britney Spears that it is the ticket and you can never go wrong.
Never go wrong. I mean, Lemon, of course, is making over Rebel from Syria and, I felt like we'll talk about that later, but like, what do you do? Cause you're a really handsome guy, but you're able to paint, in a way that feminizes your features. Like, what tips would you pass along to the gals?
You have to totally like restructure your entire face. Cause I have a big ass jaw. I'm a man. and that's, you know, that's Lemon's man was so handsome, but Lemon already has feminine features. And I felt like she could have gone a little harder with just changing up the whole facial structure. Gorgeous man.
Yeah.
Not a pretty woman. But, you know, yeah. And that's fine. No. Also would have thought that, like, I think that when someone doesn't really translate so much into drag as, like, being feminine, I think you should take the funny route. And you should, like, crystal method it up a little bit.
That's smart. That's actually really smart. That could have been a cool, maybe, exploration, you know, for Lemon to be like, I'm going somewhere different with this.
Yeah, but, you know, it's family resemblance. And so I get where it went wrong, kind of, but not even wrong. She did a great job.
I thought she looked good. And then, you know, obviously when they zoomed in, I was like, okay, yeah, you see a little bit of edges. You see them edges there. But I also get it because I'm a Middle Eastern bitch and feminizing my face is a hard, it's like taking a fucking boulder from Zelda and trying to turn it into the fucking Ocarina of Time. There's some limitations there. I relate.
I totally get that. You just need a little spackle, some Benjamin Moore paints. Like, we can pull it together.
I think you're right, though. The crystal thing would have worked. Maybe go a little milky and just totally. Be like, even like detoxy and just being like, we're going to be some whores from the fifth element as opposed to fish, fish, fish.
Yes, 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 yes. I completely agree. I completely agree. I'm so, so sad she's gone.
I know. I was shocked. I was really upset. I was, as I tweeted online, I was like, I'm done. I'm done with the season. I'm frustrated. I'm annoyed.
It's so upsetting. I can see. Are you really done? No, you're not done.
Of course not.
Yes.
Because that's what Drag Race does. You're like, they're so good at, they always pull you back in. And you know, it's such a fun, as much as we're inundated with queerness right now and fucking Drag Race Las Vegas review, which did you see?
Bitch, that is it. Oh, so I didn't watch the end of All Stars, but this review show that came on, because I was there for the opening of it. All of us season 12 girls went. So I saw the show, but it is the drag reality show that I've always wanted.
Me too.
It is everything. Like, I hate fucking competitions. And I knew that going into Drag Race. I even told them, I was like, I hate competitions.
Right.
And because I just don't like, I don't like that pressure, girl. Mm-hmm. But this Drag Race review, I'm so into it. It is the reality show that I love. Put me in a real life situation, girl. And that's some TV right there.
The storylines that they're building out, and it is truly the Drag Housewives of Las Vegas. I'm living.
And I'm all about it. I can't wait to have a show like that. And I know it'll happen one day.
It will definitely happen.
Yes, yes. I think it's everything. And I think that they should continue doing that. I think that they have enough girls and that they should just start doing that now.
you should be in the New York City chapter. You should be the New York City storyline.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I talk about it enough. Every time I said New York City on Drag Race, I was like, oh, time to drink.
We definitely also on this podcast kept doing a bit that was like, I wish Britta would say where she's from. I don't know what her hometown is.
I didn't even realize I was saying it that much, you know, because all of a sudden someone would ask me, Britta, where are you from? I said, I'm from New York, bitch. I was like, oh, fuck. And I was like, oh, that's why they asked me so many times.
I mean, it's a very magical city, so I get it. I mean, I would be hella proud too. Every time I've been, I've had the fucking time of my life there. It's such a fun place to be queer. I know you've been to, what's it called? Oh my God. What's that piano bar called? Crisis.
Marie's Crisis.
Oh yes. My God. That place makes me more proud to be queer than anywhere else.
Right? It's so much fun just getting a overpriced drink and sitting there and screaming your face off with everyone else. It is true. I love that, like, at 1 a.m., It is just the gayest, burliest men screaming, climb every mountain at the top of their fucking lungs.
I feel like that is like the gay United Nations. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
There's nothing like that in L.A. where they're like, where there's the our communities coming together. And I was like, wow, I feel like this is truly the whole queer community. And that's why I'm very jealous of the inclusivity of some of New York's queer culture.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, I even went in, the last time I went in there, Cuba Gooding Jr. like came in and was
shut
like,
up.
Yes. And just like getting along with the gays, putting their arms around them and screaming show tunes off the top of his lungs. I was like, I am so in love with you.
Oh, my God. He's so fine.
Yeah, but also get out of my space. No.
you're also hurting my chance for a date tonight. Because everyone's like, is he turnable?
Yeah, right.
Yes, we can. So, okay, here we go. We're getting all the men's ready. We're shaving them. We're tucking their nuts. Do you have a tuck secret? Do you and do you tuck or do you monster mash?
Okay, since I'm a larger woman, I got some thick ass thighs that rub together at times.
Uh-huh.
I can squish it. I can squish it. But I do tuck. I just hate when it pulls. Sometimes it can pull at the shaft of your penis, and it is the worst pain I've ever felt in my life.
Oh.
When you really want to look cunt, and you like stick it back there, and you strap it in,
yeah,
it is unbearable. But I love to smush. I'm a smusher.
I smush too, and I also have some big juicy thighs, and it is a little easier to kind of.
Yeah.
Dimensionally smush it, even though I'm sure a tucking expert would clock me really hard.
Yeah, totally. I mean, and I got a little bit of a gut, so I can like I can disguise it, put it up. Maybe it's part of my stomach. Nobody knows.
We need a name for that. Not a fupa. I guess it's a tupa. It's like a tuck with your upper pussy area.
There you go. They are
something
tupa.
Like that. A tupa.
Tupa. Mm-hmm.
So we are, they're getting ready for the runway. I mean, their stories of surviving their queer experience were also so moving. Dennis talking about his experience in Uganda was like, oh my God, was just like him talking about like, he was like talking about like, oh, well, like, well, I would rather get beat up by the police because at least they have to report it. Like that stuff was heartbreaking.
It's so sad. It's so sad that this is still going on around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done my fair share of Uganda relief for the LGBTQ community, and to hear these stories and to hear him talk about that, it's just so wild to me. And I'm so grateful that they have this platform like Drag Race where we can hear these stories, because it's not on any other like media, really. We don't hear about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's not on. It's not being covered anywhere. There's so much dark shit happening in the world. It's like impossible to cover everything. And but you know, it is changing. The youth is so damn queer. You know, we have 24 million newly eligible voters this presidential election cycle.
Bew, 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 bew.
Truly, go get your vuvuzela, because we need Gen Z to fucking vote. And I don't know if there's anyone young enough listening, but please vote.
It's so important. You know, there is a 1 out of 5 LGBTQIA people in this country aren't registered to vote, which
Why?
Is like shocking to me. I was like, yo, sis, they taking away our rights, girl. You got to go get registered, mama.
Yeah.
And like there was... I guess we had the largest percentage of voters that were under 30. It was 33% voted in the last election. Only 33%.
That
and it was
sucks.
The largest amount of people that voted within our like age gap. That to me is just insane. So I'm all about voting. I was on The Daily Show on Friday, and I broke it down about the voting, honey.
Oh, good. Holy shit. I have to check this out. Fuck yeah.
Oh yeah, it's so fun. They did a little, I'm the co-chair of Drag Out the Vote nationally.
Fuck yes.
And so I've pivoted all of my drag to talk about voting in this election to make motherfucking change while I'm stuck in this goddamn house.
Yes, Jesus Christ. I mean, that's amazing. I think that's really impressive. Oh my, that's Britta, that's really amazing. I'm so excited.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's really cool. I hope that I can reach all the youngins while they're looking at drag. They can also get goddamn registered.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, hey, look, if you're going to be one of these online draggy, trolly super fans, do it for this. You know what I mean? Like, use all of that internet energy you've been bullshitting with and like being negative towards people with and push it towards this, something that actually matters. That's all.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're ready for the runway. Here we go. We have Brooklyn coming out in her Poison Ivy look. What'd you think?
It's okay. You know, I love Brooklyn to death. I love Brooklyn to death. Uh-huh. I'm not totally impressed with the looks on the runway.
You're right. I think the wig is killer.
I live for her as a human being and as a drag queen, and I look up to her. But I want my jaw to be on the floor because yes. I look up to you so much.
Yes.
And I want those gaggy moments.
I think you're right. Like you could even argue she looked better on season 11 at some points than maybe Canada. but yeah, the wig set my pussy on fire.
I love me some of that hair, girl. That
was good. And then we have Jeffrey Boyer Chapman coming out. Okay, let's just call it like it is. Who fell in the glitter? We love him, but what happened?
I don't know. Does he have a personal person doing his makeup for him? I want to talk to that person.
He does. Her name is Clara Church. She is in the sixth grade.
For a second, I was like, bitch, you know Clara? Oh, I'm calling Clara out, and you know this bitch.
Clara Church. She gets all her makeup from Hot Topic. It looks silly. It just, let's call it like it is. We love him, but it looks very, very silly.
You know, it looks like, honestly, honest to God, when I say to one of my friends, I was like, me and the girls are going getting all dolled up, and we're going to go hit the town tonight. And I'm just thinking that he's going to show up by himself. And then he's like, well, I tried something new. And I was like, girl.
Yeah.
Girl, that's cute. Okay, come on, girl.
It kind of does feel like Kimmy Schmidt's version of what going out is. I don't know. It's a little silly. But work. And then we have Amanda Brugel, who is our host. I think Brooklyn should be introducing the runway. What do you think?
You know, I honestly want Brooklyn to do everything. I want Brooklyn to be the RuPaul. Like, I want her to host the show. I mean, she is the drag queen. She is the Ru of that season, of that show. So, you know, I really want her to introduce everything. I want her to be her in the workroom. I want her kicking with the girls. Because I'm always so afraid when it's someone who does drag, and especially at that level, like I was terrified when we walked into the room. I was like, oh God, there she is. That's mother right there. Oh shit. I was like, I'm sweating. And especially when Vanjie comes in too, I was like, oh God, I got to talk to them about my snatch game. Oh Lord in heaven.
That is scary. I mean, well, tell me, who are you going to do for the next snatch game? That's what I want to know.
You know, it's between two people, and one of them was supposed to be on this podcast today.
Oh my God. You should do Nicole Byer. She's good.
I absolutely 100%. Nicole is one of my choices. Yeah. I brought to Drag Race, I was going to do Lizzo. Mm-hmm. And it was before Lizzo like really took over and blew up. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have like everything I wanted to do. It's either Nicole, Lizzo, or Oprah. But I think Nicole has so much more material.
I think Nicole or Lizzo personally, when you have a person who can interject and be loud, that helps you make those improv moves inside the game. Right?
Totally.
Because it's easier for me to be like, what would Nicole yell right here? As opposed to what would Oprah yell, personally?
Absolutely.
Like,
no, and Nicole, I mean, let's be honest, like I am very much like the drag version of Nicole, the way mm-hmm. I'm always yelling and screaming and acting a goddamn fool. And yes. So is she. And I love that bitch's energy for it.
She's amazing. Yeah, she's a queen. I like that. That's a smart choice. And you know, RuPaul likes Nicole. So mm-hmm. why not do that? Why not reinforce that? So every time you say something, Ru's like, yeah, I do like Nicole. Like, yeah. Work. Okay, we're ready to talk about the runway. We have our family resemblance makeover challenge, which, you know, family makeovers to me are like the rigged elections of drag race challenges, if you ask me. Yeah. I just feel like so much weird stuff happens in the judging of this. Why is that?
I think it's, like, when I was going into it, for me specifically, uh-huh. I was like, okay, you have to, when looking at past Drag Race, you kind of got to match. Mm-hmm. You got to kind of wear the exact same wig. You have to have the exact same costume.
Yes.
And that's how, I mean, with some minor, like, differences in them. I think that's what you have to do. And I definitely came with that.
Yeah.
I didn't make it that far, but I think that you have to have, it just kind of has to be identical for the most part.
That seems to be what they love. I mean, look, season 12 had so many good looks, but like they chose Jada to win because those were very similar, gorgeous looks and Jada deserved it. But I also was so gagged by what Crystal brought with that Bert and Ernie story.
It was amazing.
I was pretty surprised. As much as I'm like Jada every day, all day, I was like, that Crystal's really, I was like,
that
what?
Outside the box thinking. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Brilliant. So here we go. We're on the runway. Priyanka and Elektra come out. They're wearing their lime pink feather carnival diamond fantasy. What'd you think? What'd you think about this transformation into it?
I loved it so much. I mm-hmm. love the little pom-poms everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, they were very similar, same costume, different colors. Mm-hmm. I was all about it. They both kind of walked down the runway. Like, it was a little rough around the edges, which is what I liked.
Yeah, I liked it too. I mean, those feathers just always look rich. Are those ostrich? I don't know. They always look rich as hell.
Oh, yeah. They're expensive as hell too.
They're expensive. Yeah, that works. Mm-hmm. And you know, Elektra's Jamaican, Priyanka's Indo-Guyanese, and maybe doing, you know, nodding to this carnival storyline like made the judges even happier in that regard, perhaps.
Oh yeah,
they loved that. Loved. So then Scarlett and Violet Bobo coming down the runway. I didn't like this. I didn't like this. What did you think? Be honest.
Really? It was good. I mean, it didn't really like speak. Like, it wasn't like, look at us.
Exactly.
We're going to win. Like,
yeah.
That's what I wanted from it. And
yeah.
I'm shook that she won.
Yeah, or I mean, she was safe. Oh, yes, yeah, Scarlett was safe. Scarlett was safe. Priyanka
okay.
won.
Priyanka. Okay, right, okay, right. okay.
But
right.
I kind of thought the jacket drowned out everything, personally. I just thought it drowned it. I didn't like it.
Too many layers. You can't see that body, oddy, oddy.
It like reminded me of when Adore Delano put a leather jacket on her bride in the makeover challenge.
Oh my God. Yes.
I didn't like it. It just felt like we were covering something and putting another look on another look for me.
Yeah. It was a little too much.
It was fine. But I was like, girl. Then we have Lemon and Lime coming out on the runway. What did you think as a whole? And like, yeah, what'd you think? Were their critiques fair or not so much?
You know, I think I think they were fair. I wish there would have been more to the dress, mm-hmm. To the look in general. I wish there was a little more. I wish she had, I wish there was a little more padding in it. Mm-hmm. Baby, I told her. it was gorgeous. She looked gorgeous. But you know, I wanted a little bit more. I wanted that pizzazz, that eleganza. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I like what Brooklyn said, is that she wanted them to do, since they looked like they were from Chicago, the musical, mm-hmm. to do a little Chicago skit up on that gig.
Yeah, that would have been pretty cute. That would have been pretty cute to see, even just the babiest bit of a Charleston 1-2 yeah. step.
Of course, of course.
That would have been cute. That would have been cute. Yeah, I like that. I like that. I also have to agree. At first, I was mad because I think I like Lemon so much. And then when I was watching it again, I was like, that's good. It was just like the makeup. I was like, okay, the makeup critique is fair. I guess the makeup critique is fair.
Yeah.
yeah. Then we have Miss Rita. We have Rita, and I forgot her daughter's name. It was the Baggas. The Baggas, they're giving us a black and white clown and then a sort of primary color clown.
Yeah.
Huh?
It was yeah. cute.
Yeah.
Like, it was fine. It was fine. And nothing. I mean, I wish her, I didn't like her, the Bagga, the other Bagga. I didn't like her makeup as much.
Yeah.
It was a little too, I don't know, it reminded me of a peacock.
The garment, yeah. To me, the garment was very Spirit Halloween.
Yes. I mean, you could tell that it was like stretch. It was stretch fabric.
Right.
It didn't look, you know, and I feel like at this point in the competition, it needs to be some sort of elevation. I loved the idea behind it, but it just looked very, exactly what you said, Spirit Halloween-y. Like,
yeah,
you go and get it at the store.
It did. Like the garment had that sort of like flatness to it where there was like, where you're
it
just like,
cheap.
It's cheap. And then her crinoline is, she got that crinoline from the bottom of the suitcase. And you know, you're like, oh shit.
Oh
like,
yeah. The, and she, the wires she didn't broke. Have time to steam it at all.
No. But fair. But the wigs. Oh, I like the wigs. The wigs were cute.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Then we have Jimbo and Bimbo. I personally loved this red pleather sisters who want to fuck look. What'd you think?
I live absolutely. It was reminding me of the fucking Cock Destroyers. I was all about it.
Yeah.
I was honestly worried in the very beginning. Especially when I saw that breastplate up against his tan skin, I was like, yeah. "Oh, girl!"
But, me too.
But it turned out, and it was stunning. That was elevated motherfucking drag right there.
Yeah, I didn't know you could convincingly paint a titty plate like that. I was like, "Oh, okay, cool." I didn't know you could do that. Yeah, that was fun. I loved it. I of course think Jimbo should have won, but. That's just me. I'm really rooting for Jimbo this season.
Yeah, you know, I think he's definitely the underdog that everyone is trying to. I love him. Uh-huh. He is good television.
Yeah, very good TV so far.
And thinking outside the box, you know, and probably not the prettiest face in drag, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's
I stand
true.
That bitch.
That's true. Well, this week her makeup did surprise me because sometimes, yeah, I think she's improving the makeup, or at least this week it felt a little bit improved to me. Cause yeah, some weeks it does look a little bit White Walker demon White Walker look, but I was
You're so right.
It did, where I was like, oh God, why am I seeing all the why am I seeing every crease on your neck?
Bitch, and that forehead too. It was like, girl, you need to duct tape that shit back. So you get that
snatch
smooth.
It.
Mm, yeah.
Snatch it. I need to. That looks. I need. I want to try that.
Oh, girl.
I
it's why I duct tape my head back, and I have bruises yeah. on my fucking head.
Shut
because,
up.
Because I duct tape it so far back.
Shut
I'm.
Up.
But she's gonna go get it fixed. I'm gonna get plumped this week. I'm very excited.
Really?
Yes. I'm getting filler and Botox on Wednesday. I'm so excited. It's been a lifelong dream. I can get rid of these craters in my forehead, fill up these bags underneath my eyes.
I have brand new
lips.
You look beautiful. You look great.
Thank you. I can't
you
wait
really
to.
You really do.
I'm just trying to do some maintenance, you know, during
a
pandemic.
That's what they say. Oh, yeah. Now's the time to get it.
Yes. Like, listen, there's not going to be any scarring. Get a little microdermabrasion. You can needle my face and I'll be good by January. Don't worry, mama.
people are, that's what people are doing apparently. And because then you get to gaslight people. They're going to be like, you look different. And you're like, no, I don't, I didn't get any work done.
Oh yeah, bitch, my mom just got a new chin. So I was like, you smart bitch.
Smart. So here we go. We have the critiques. We have Untucked. They poke at each other. Rita knows she's in the bottom. Lemon's not loving the feeling that she's about to feel. The guest judge is yelling, Jimbo was my favorite, and I agree with her. They thought it was too slutty, though.
Slutty? It's drag!
I know! What the fuck?
Bitch! That's a man in a dress! How could it be too slutty? Baby, we're giving you illusion, mama.
I know. The only critique I agree with is that Lime looks like my Arabic aunties who are fighting over Lancome over Estee Lauder. That's the only critique. Yee, Lancome, Habibi. That's what I'll agree with, but the other ones I don't agree with. So Priyanka wins, and Rita and Lemon are in the bottom. They lip sync. Ooh, what did you think of this lip sync?
Listen, I don't know why Lemon didn't win.
I
don't know why Lemon didn't win. Bitch pulled out all the stops. Lemon does what she does best.
I agree.
She brought the tricks. She brought, tricks that nobody has really ever seen before.
I know.
And doing it gracefully, like it doesn't take an ounce of. The thing that I love about Lemon is that she can do something that looks so easy.
Yeah.
And it's so physical for any other person in the world. But she does it with such ease and grace. And she's like, yeah, I know I did it.
Yeah. I was pretty bummed out. But I also was thinking, ugh, the judges really are living for Rita. And I bet they'll keep her. And they did. So I was bummed about that. I wanted to see more Lemon. I think they both did a pretty good job. I thought Lemon did better. But yeah.
Do you think that someone else should have been in the bottom?
I personally would have put Bobo in the bottom for me. I guess they were really impressed with how much she turned out her man's face, but I would have put her in the bottom personally because I didn't love that outfit either.
She's won quite a bit, hasn't she?
Bobo?
Yeah.
Actually, Bobo is the only one there who hasn't won a main challenge.
Okay, then the bitch should be in the fucking bottom.
I know. That's why I think they were just trying to gag-a-root us. They were just like, oh, you think you know who's in the bottom because of wins?
Yes.
You're not getting us this time. So I think that's kind of what that was. To me, I smelled some stunts on the production side. But, that's just what I saw from the show. So maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm so excited that Lemon will slay All-Stars.
Oh, and then you'll be on it, and then there's going to be a whole family drama storyline.
Oh, I can't wait. Listen, we've already practiced our fight. We got that choreographed punch down. I'm ready, sis.
I am so ready for you to bring the Drag Housewives to All Stars. Is it okay if I invite Lemon? I can't wait for that whole storyline. Well, I live, Britta. Before we let you go, I just want you to know you're amazing. I support you. All of our listeners support you. We got so many nice messages once listeners found out you were our guest that were just excited and supporting you. I am such a fucking fan, and I really do love how much you represent your community, and I know what it's like to be from a smaller POC community, and it is so hard to sometimes feel like you are one of the only ones. It's like, I don't know about you, please expound, but like sometimes I'm like, I'm too queer for my brownness and I'm too brown for my queerness.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's really cool to see that when I was growing up, I didn't have anyone that looked like me, that acted like me.
Absolutely not.
And I had, the only thing that I had to like Polynesian representation was The Rock. And yes, right. I may look like The Rock out of drag, but like, I wanted someone queer to look up to. So I'm so happy to be that person for my community and also my community in New York, even though I wanted to win it so bad. I know these bitches still love me. And once this pandemic is over, we go celebrate.
Wait, you're from New York?
originally from Arizona.
What can you, Britta, where can we follow you? What can you plug? What's coming up with Britta?
You can follow me on all forms of social media at the Britta Filter, including Grubhub, Domino's app. I'm all on that. You can send me food. I love it. It's a pandemic. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I'm the as I said earlier, I'm the co-chair of Drag Out the Vote. So if you aren't registered to vote, make sure to get registered. If it's not too late, but also just make sure to vote. Our rights are being taken away in front of us, and we got to make sure that that doesn't happen. So I just really want everyone to vote. And to just stay tuned to what I'm doing online. I'm doing some pretty cool shit. I'm doing a, from the Great British Bake Off, someone has agreed to join me, and we have our own little cooking show in September, and we're going to cook live and do shows together. So look out for that.
That is so exciting. That's amazing. I can't believe how much you have going on, and that's awesome. Just staying busy.
Trying to stay busy during this pandemic. I was sad for a bit, but I'm over being sad, and it's time to raise the children's spirits, goddammit.
Work. I mean, truly, when we get through this year, we can get through anything. And I think that's fucking cool. Like, you know what I mean? It's the ultimate test.
Absolutely. And when I come to LA, we're going to kiki.
Oh my God.
And we're going to get
wasted.
You
also know Mike Kelton, don't you? You know Mike Kelton.
Oh, Mike Kelton was the producer on my last reality show.
I know.
Yes.
I love Mike Kelton so much. I'll tell you a funny story later. I don't even, I'll tell you a funny Mike story later. It's really, maybe it's boring, but I'll reveal you later.
Yeah.
Well, follow me online at Mono Agapian, and then find my other podcasts on my Instagram and Twitter. I do one with Betsy Sodaro called We Love Trash on Patreon. It's such a good time. That is the main thing. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It's so much, such a great help if you would do that. And so excited to have Britta with us today. And just so you guys know, stick around, because right now we're going to be premiering a track from Jordi and Monique Hart, The Heart of Season 10. This is a track they're doing together. It features the lovely, lovely, sickening style of Monique Hart. It's called Better By Myself. So stick around and listen to this.
Yes.
Bye!
Bye!
My prince, and what that day would mean when we finally kiss. But when I look into the mirror, I see a king staring back at me. I've been him all along, wasn't just a dream. Yeah. I'm done with chasing stupid fairy tales.
I'm dancing better by myself.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.